Police in Santa Fe, New Mexico have released more details about the fatal shooting on the movie set Rust, but still no charges. Actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun on the movie set last week, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. For more, we're joined now by NPR arts correspondent Mandalit Del Barco. Hey, Mandalit.
Hi, good talking to you.
What exactly did we learn today?
Well, today, Santa Fe Sheriff Adan Mendoza told reporters that they believe there was a live round in the Colt 45 revolver that was handed to Alec Baldwin. He was rehearsing a scene in the movie. And the sheriff said that a single round, a lead bullet, killed Helena Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza. The sheriff said the crime lab is still analyzing the bullet that was removed from Souza's shoulder, and they're looking into the spent shell casing. He also said that during the search of the set, they found three guns in all, including another revolver and a plastic non-functioning gun. They seized 500 rounds of ammunition, a combination of blanks, dummy rounds, and what they suspect were live rounds. Now, Sheriff Mendoza was asked about the use of those weapons on the movie set, and here's what he said.
I think there was some complacency on this set, and I think there are some safety issues that need to be addressed by the industry and possibly by the state of New Mexico.
The sheriff said they're interviewing or following up with nearly 100 people who are on the set that day.
Mandalit, who might be held responsible? I mean, have police given any indication as to how that live round would have ended up in the gun?
Well, you know, investigators have interviewed Alec Baldwin and also the armorer on the set, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, as well as the assistant director, Dave Halls. They're the two crew members who handled or inspected the weapon before it was handed to Baldwin. Sheriff Mendoza said investigators are following up with all three of them and that they've been cooperating. He did say they're also following up on rumors that there may have been other guns discharged on the set before that day. You know, the Santa Fe County District Attorney, Mary Carmack Altweis, was there, and she was asked if there will be criminal charges filed in the case. This is what she had to say.
All options are on the table at this point. I'm not commenting on charges, whether they will be filed or not, or on whom. So the answer is we cannot answer that question yet until we complete a more thorough investigation.
The DA was asked if Alec Baldwin, as an actor and a producer on the film, might be charged, and she said that no one has been ruled out.
Mandalit, we heard the sheriff say that this now brings about some safety issues that need to be addressed by the industry. What is the movie industry doing in response to it?
Well, you know, as you say, the entire tragedy has continued a broader conversation about guns on movie sets. There's talk about banning them altogether. And Hollywood is talking about other safety issues. You know, much of the union crew on Rust had walked off the set earlier that day, protesting working conditions. And complaints about horrible conditions on film sets for eons were why Hollywood union members voted to strike if their union, IATSE, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, didn't get a better contract with producers and studios. Right. They came up with a tentative agreement, and that still needs to be ratified.
That's NPR arts correspondent Mandalit Del Barco. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.